B-Pod Studios.
Kamani, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Sydney's on the line. Sydney.
Hi.
Welcome to War of the Roses. What's going on with your boyfriend, Mark, that makes you want to check up on him?
This might be really silly. Hopefully it's really silly. I've been with Mark for 3 years. You know, we've gotten pretty serious. We're talking about rings and all of that stuff. So anyway, I've never like suspected anything before, but a couple weeks ago he went on a bachelor weekend down in Savannah, and he came back and never unpacked. He just like left his bag in our mudroom.
Typical boy.
Never unpacked. Yeah. So I finally, you know, I wasn't snooping or anything. I finally was just like, okay, I'm just going to wash his clothes, I'll unpack it. He's just being lazy, whatever. So I went and, you know, I'm unpacking things and throwing all his dirty clothes in the laundry. And then I find this, like, folded up note at the bottom of his bag. Of course, I read it. I mean, what else am I going to do? And it said, what does it say? It says, to Ginger, I love you so much. You are perfect. This weekend was amazing. So I don't know what this is about. I don't know who Ginger is. I don't know why Mark would have this.
I think I know what's going on here.
Yeah, it doesn't give me the warm and fuzzies, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't look good. So, I mean, I've never thought he would cheat on me. So I just, yeah.
Why would that note be in his bag, though?
Maybe he didn't give it to her yet.
Oh, okay. I didn't think of that. I was, all right.
I mean, why would the note even exist?
I don't know. All right, Roy, let's dial Mark up. Let's find out who he sends the romantic roses to. If it is Ginger, hold out a minute before you jump down his neck like you should for cheating on you. Let's try and find out as much info as we can, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, I'm dialing up Mark right now.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Mark, please.
This is I.
Hi, Mark. My name is Roxanne. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. One of your friends tagged you in our post, and we have $100 in beautiful free red roses for you to send to someone you love. We just ask that you tell somebody about our services afterwards.
Can you take me off your calling list?
I don't have a calling list. You won a contest. This is... I work for Flowers for You directly, and we do social media tag contests every once in a while, and you won ours. Do you not have someone in mind that you would like to send romantic roses to?
Well, no, I do. There's always a catch to these things. Like, you have to go see a condo down in Florida or something?
No. Like I said, we just ask that you tell somebody about our services. It's kind of a grassroots marketing campaign for us.
All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
All right. So, Mark, who would you like to send these beautiful romantic roses to?
Sydney.
Sydney? Okay.
Yeah.
And what would you like to put on Sydney's card?
Let's just keep it simple, I guess. Hey, babe. Hope you like these flowers. I love you very much.
Okay, that's sweet. Anything else you'd like to say to Sydney?
Yeah, put, hey, babe. I hope these flowers brighten up your day. I love you very much. Yeah, put that.
There's no Ginger or anybody that you'd want to send the roses to?
Who's this?
I'm not Ginger, but it's Manny, Roy, and Loren. You're on War of the Roses. Sydney's on the other line.
Hey, Mark. Hey, babe. Thank you for sending these flowers.
You opened up my bag, didn't you?
I did, but baby, it was just because you left it. You left it for forever, so I wanted to wash your clothes and stuff.
No,
and then weirdo note in it.
Yeah, but
are you still at home?
Yeah, I'm about to.
Okay, this is going to be kind of awkward, but you're at home, right? Are you having a lot of work?
Yeah, no, I'm here.
Okay, can you, are we on the radio still?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, go upstairs in the closet next to the bathroom. There's a sleeping bag that's on the right-hand side.
Sydney, can you do this?
Yeah, I'm going up the stairs now.
What's happening here?
Let me know. Okay, so the closet right of the bathroom.
Okay.
Okay. Are you into the closet?
Yeah.
Okay. Open the door. The sleeping bag is on the floor to the right. Move it away.
Okay. Ta-da! There's Ginger. What is
awkward?
What is this? Oh my God. Mark.
Okay. No.
What?
No. Listen.
What is this?
Just listen. It goes with the note. It was for Steve.
Is it like one of those blow-up dolls? What?
Oh, oh yeah.
Why do you have this?
It's not for me. It goes with the note. It's Steve's birthday next week, and I was going to give it to him for his birthday, but I didn't want to put it in my car, obviously.
Ginger's a blow-up doll?
I don't like redheads.
Okay, yeah, okay. That is true, and she does have red hair. That's so gross, Mark. Okay, well, I definitely want it out of our house, like, pronto.
This might be the first War of the Roses where the girl was hiding in the closet in the house.
This sucks. Hey, Steve, if you're listening, happy birthday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.